Hello, everyone.
Welcome to episode 3 of the California CNA Test Preparation Podcast. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let's go. Part 1. Today, we will study 10 medical vocabulary terms from our medical vocabulary list with definitions and context.
Autonomy.
Each individual's right to self-determination and decision-making based on their unique values, beliefs, and preferences. Context: the healthcare team respected the patient's autonomy by allowing them to make informed decisions about their treatment plan.
Bariatric lifts.
Mechanical lifts that support a client weighing 600 or more pounds. Context: the nursing staff used bariatric lifts to safely transfer the patient while preventing injury to both the patient and healthcare workers.
Belongingness.
A human emotional need for interpersonal relationships, connectedness, and being part of a group. Context: the recreational therapy program was designed to foster a sense of belongingness among residents in the long-term care facility.
Bipolar disorder.
A condition that includes shifts in mood from abnormal highs, called manic episodes, to abnormal lows, i.e., depressive episodes that cause significant impairment on the person's functioning socially or at work. Context: the patient's bipolar disorder was well managed with medication and regular psychiatric follow-up appointments.
Bloodborne pathogens.
Infectious microorganisms in blood and body fluids that can cause disease, including hepatitis B, HBV, hepatitis C, HCV, and human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Context: all healthcare workers receive training on bloodborne pathogens and proper procedures for handling potentially infectious materials.
Body alignment.
Good posture principles that prevent musculoskeletal injuries. Context: the ergonomics specialist taught proper body alignment techniques to reduce the risk of back injury among nursing staff.
Bolus.
A slippery mass of partially broken down food that moves down the digestive tract as you swallow. Context: the speech therapist observed how well the patient could form and swallow a bolus during the swallowing assessment.
Bony prominences.
Areas of the body where a bone lies close to the skin surface, such as the back of the head, shoulders, elbows, heels, ankles, tops of the toes, hips, and coccyx. Context: the nurse carefully inspected the patient's bony prominences for signs of pressure injury development during routine skin assessments.
Built-up handles.
Specialized silverware that allows the use of utensils by individuals with limited functional ability of their fingers, such as severe arthritis, to hold a smaller handle. Context: the occupational therapist provided built-up handles on eating utensils to help the arthritis patient maintain independence during meals.
Cardiac arrhythmias.
Irregularities in a person's heart rate and/or rhythm. Context: the patient was placed on continuous cardiac monitoring to detect any dangerous cardiac arrhythmias. Part 2, CNA Skill 3. Now, let's focus on CNA Skill 3. What is CNA Skill 3?
CNA Skill 03.
Skill 3 assists to ambulate using transfer belt. 1. Introduce yourself and explain the procedure to the patient.
2. Provide privacy.
3. Perform hand hygiene.
4. Place non-skid footwear on the patient.
5. Adjust the bed to a safe level.
6. Check the brakes of the bed to ensure they are locked.
7. Allow the patient to sit and dangle on the edge of the bed before standing to ambulate.
8. Ask the patient if they feel dizzy or lightheaded.
9. Properly place the gait belt around the patient's waist and check the gait belt for tightness by slipping fingers between the gait belt and the patient.
10. Face the patient and place each of the feet in front of the patient's feet to prevent them from slipping.
11. Instruct the patient to push up on the bed on the count of 3 to assist with standing.
12. Count to 3 and assist the patient to a standing position.
13. Move to the weak side of the patient, slightly behind them. Hold the gait belt with palms and fingertips pointing upwards.
14. Assist the patient in a standing position.
15. Walk slightly behind the patient for a distance of 10 feet while safely holding the transfer belt.
16. Safely assist the client back to bed and remove the transfer belt.
17.
Call lights within reach and bed in low position.
18. Perform hand hygiene.
CNA Skill 3 Short Dialogue.
3. Assists to ambulate using transfer belt.
Mrs. Chen, it's time for your walk. I'm going to put this gait belt around your waist for safety. First, let's get your non-slip shoes on.
Patient, I feel a little dizzy today.
CNA, that's why we'll sit on the edge of the bed first and let you get your balance. Take your time. If you feel dizzy or lightheaded at any point, please tell me immediately.
CNA Skill 3 Extended Dialogue.
3. Assist to ambulate using transfer belt.
CNA James. Mrs. Chen, it's time for your morning walk as ordered by your physical therapist. First, I'm going to put these non-slip shoes on your feet.
Mrs. Chen, I've been feeling a little unsteady lately.
CNA James. That's exactly why we use a gait belt for safety. I'm placing this belt around your waist and checking that I can slip my fingers between the belt and your body.
Mrs. Chen, it feels secure but not too tight.
CNA James, perfect. Now I want you to sit on the edge of the bed and let your feet dangle for a few minutes before we stand up.
Mrs. Chen, why do we wait?
CNA James, this helps prevent dizziness from changing positions too quickly. How do you feel right now? Any dizziness or lightheadedness?
Mrs. Chen, no, I feel fine.
CNA James, excellent. I'm going to count to 3, and I want you to push up on the bed while I assist you to stand.
1, 2, 3.
Physical therapist, how did the ambulation go?
CNA James, we walked 10 feet successfully. I stayed slightly behind Mrs. Chen on her weak side, holding the gait belt with palms up for better control.
Thank you for listening and studying with our podcast episode. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon your way.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.